Hello everyone, and welcome to the Mondas podcast. It's Ian Todd here, and it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter, hashtag Mondas podcast. A lot's happened since I've last spoke to you, so yeah, wowza. We have a female doctor, fantastic. I'm quite shocked at what a negative response from a lot of idiots, but I was very positive behind it. I'd seen a bit on Jodie Whittaker, that is. I'd seen a bit on Broadchurch, and I'd possibly seen on other stuff, but when they did the big reveal in the middle of tennis, it's nice to have them sort of big moments where people are watching, and the next day it became a thing and everyone was talking about it and stuff, and became more of a thing about politics and news and stuff rather than just about the show, which is quite weird that people are talking about, you know, shouldn't there be a female Bond and stuff, and it's not right that there should be a female doctor and all that, absolute nonsense. But it just means that it's going to be a bit of a change for the next series, you know. Might get a male companion, you never know, it'd be interesting. I think the show always needs a bit of a shake up, not a reboot per se, but just constantly evolving. So yeah, so it's a positive news. Obviously just seen the trailer for the Christmas special as well, which looked very exciting. I've watched that a couple of times now, the trailer, and looks good stuff. And Bill's back, which is fantastic. So I'm basically in this episode going to be giving you thoughts and what I made of the season that's just gone by. Episode one, pilot, I thought was brilliant. I thought it was a really good episode and a good introduction to Bill. And basically, you know, we're kind of at this school and stuff, like the university and whatnot and all that, and all the random stuff with the puddle girl and stuff. And obviously it's come to be kind of concluded in a way later on in the series. But yeah, I did enjoy it. It was a good introduction, and the dynamic between the Doctor and Bill was brilliant. Second episode, Smile. I don't really get on with Frank Cottle Boyce's stuff in Doctor Who. If I'm honest with you, I thought it was all right. It looked very good, and it was just okay. It's not that memorable. Sometimes second episodes just never seem to grab us in Doctor Who. They just seem to be all right. Not filler, but just all right, you know. And the next one, Thin Ice. Again, quite enjoyed it. A lot of people really loved it and all that, but yeah, just there you had Nathan Barley as the baddie in it and stuff, and I think I was enjoying just the you know, Bill's character development stuff. That was interesting. But yeah, I think the highlight up to this point was the pilot for me, and I did actually really enjoy Knock Knock. I know a lot of people didn't really like it because people talk, oh, Mike Bartlett and stuff, who wrote that Dr. Foster and stuff. So I put headphones on and watched the episode because I thought it would be good sort of soundscape and stuff, and I enjoyed it, you know. It was sort of nice horror tropes to it and stuff, and the ending was a bit random and stuff like that, but yeah, it was pretty good. I like that sort of when Doctor Who goes a bit horror-y and stuff, and the use of sounds was very clever. Oxygen, I enjoyed it. There's some nice twist, quite zombie-esque sort of imagery and stuff like that, and you thought, oh, what's going to happen with Bill here and stuff like that, and then when the Doctor went blind and stuff, that was an interesting dynamic, to have the Doctor blind. Well, was it? The trilogy in the middle of the series, I couldn't work out if I liked it or not, because they just seemed to just not really have the gravitas which I expected them to have. It just kind of just seemed to be, is that what it's all being built up to? Because the first episode was quite interesting in the library and all that, and that was quite interesting. You think, oh, what's this all about, you know? And then the pyramid one, yeah, it's building up again and all that. And then the lie of the land was like, oh, Bill's characters saved the day, fantastic. But yeah, because I think everyone was expecting it to come together at the end, but it really didn't. And it just seemed to just be like, oh, so it just kind of petered out. And it didn't really have any sort of link to the rest of the series either. And Morgase, actually enjoyed this episode. The Ice Warriors, I'm not a massive Ice Warriors fan, but I enjoyed this. It felt very sort of John Pertwee-esque era. And I was surprised because I really thought Morgase's episode had been that amazing. Overall, but yeah, it was a good, enjoyable romp, as they say. The Eaters of Light, I really like Survival by Ronan Munro. It was the last ever classic episode and stuff, but Eaters of Light was just not my thing. I was bored. I didn't turn it off or anything, but I was just bored with it, and yeah, very forgettable, you know. And as for the finale, I really enjoyed the finale. And yeah, I mean, two masters, can't go wrong, do you know what I mean? And it was sad what happened to Bill, and I didn't really like how it ended with Bill and Puddle Lady. I felt a little bit too Clara-esque and stuff like that, but fundamentally, yeah, I enjoyed it. I like the dynamic between Missy and the master and stuff like that, and having older Cybermen and some newer Cybermen, and yeah, it was good stuff, and I think Capaldi was very good as well, and you think, is he going to regenerate and stuff like that, and it was good, and I haven't really mentioned too much about the companions and stuff like that, because I really enjoyed Bill, although I was worried that she wasn't going to be in the Christmas special, but find out she's going to be, and that's good. And Nordahl, actually, you know, he was in and out, but once he actually had more of a permanent thing, he had a few different dimensions, his character, and it was a good thing having another person around rather than just one person with the Doctor. And I think my opinion on Capaldi's Doctor as well, as I've enjoyed him more each time, each series that's gone by, I've enjoyed his character more and stuff. So I think the series as a whole I've liked, but I haven't disliked anything massively, but I just thought some of it was just so and okay, and I thought it was going to end up being bigger than it actually was. Like, the trilogy in the middle was good, but I thought it was going to be better and bigger. But the finale was very good. Rachel Talley was very good in her direction and stuff like that, and the Christmas special looks interesting. But yeah, so as a whole, I enjoyed the series, and I thought Capaldi and Pearl Mackie's dynamics really made things brilliant as well. Even when the episode might not have been that amazing, but just going on this kind of interesting journey with it was always very interesting. Considering this is kind of like a bonus year, because because Steve Moffat wasn't really supposed to be doing another one. But yeah, so I'm interested to see what if we get to see much of the new Doctor in the Christmas special. Probably won't, but it'd be interesting either way. Heard that Rachel Talley is going to be directing that as well, so that should be interesting. So yes, female Doctor, positive. So I'll see you soon at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much.
My best podcast.